Sisters and brothers in Christ, saints and sinners, children of God. Now what we have here is in this Luke text is what is known, this was the alternate text for this past Sunday. So if you're here on Sunday, you heard one version of this. And today we have the Luke version of it. And what's really interesting about this is I realize as I'm reading this, the words, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here." This was the text that we read at a recent funeral for one of our members a few weeks ago, and it was just, it stood out for me. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Because those of us who have had friends who have died, and some of us have, recently, very recently, have known people and cared about people who have passed on, we have this evidence that Jesus Christ, who has been resurrected, we celebrated his resurrection this past Sunday with Easter service. We celebrated the joy that the missing man from the tomb means that our Savior has been raised again, has risen up. No longer is he on that cross. The cross is empty. Christ is above us, beyond us, around us, and with us. And those that have passed, our beloved ones, those that we love and those that we give thanks for and those that have been good to us and who are no longer with us. My sisters and brothers, why do you look for the living among the dead? They are yet alive in Christ. They are with God. We have this wonderful, wonderful good news that we find here. And our disciples, because we read about the apostles and the apostles really the Greek for the bringer of good news. And the first were these three women: Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. Yes, her too. Women were the first to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ was no longer to be found dead in the tomb, but arisen. And we forget that, the church has for so many years forgotten how crucial the women were in the early church. And, you know, our Roman Catholic sisters and brothers, God bless them, they're still struggling with this. That women can be leaders in the church, and that women can share the good news, and that women are ordained to carry the word, and to carry and to proclaim the good news, and to be the sacrament. But what is also taking place here is not only, you know, are there just a few individual people, but this is the church. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, who told it to the apostles, and the apostles, maybe they didn't believe him at first. They had to wait till Peter because they couldn't listen to the words of a woman. And so Peter went home amazed at what had happened. And then Jesus is shown, you know, because people are skeptical. And we see Jesus here and we see Jesus there. And Thomas has to be, you know, Thomas didn't believe them when Jesus came. And Thomas didn't believe them when they said that Jesus was among them. And suddenly Jesus was there while Thomas was there. And he had to touch his wounds. But then he believed. And we, sisters and brothers, so many years later have to look at these. We look at these witnesses from so long ago. And as hard as it is, you know, sometimes we wish, you know, I shared in my sermon on Sunday about having a time machine and going back in time, and it would have been great to have that with me now, you know, so I could see the evidence of all this myself. But I tell you what, I do see the evidence of Jesus Christ in the world when I see people compassionate to one another, when I see people on the street compassionate to one another, not those of us who are privileged enough to be compassionate. You know, those of us who have things, but when I see people with nothing, people who all they own in the world is two coats, and they give one to their friend, so their friend isn't cold. And that is Jesus. That is Christ. And the love that I see here tonight That is Christ. And caring for one another and being the love of Jesus that we have for one another and being this mission that we do in the world, feeding people that need to be fed, even if we don't want them here, like happens once in a while, we still give them a plate. Because people are hungry. And, you know, and when I see Christ in each other, when I see Christ in you, my sisters and brothers, I can't not believe in the good news. Amen.